From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Three men linked to Al-Qaeda are under arrest today in Norway on suspicion of plotting terrorist attacks. Larry Miller in London reports investigators say the plot is connected to a similar plan to detonate bombs in the New York subway system, a plan that was thwarted.
Norwegian security officials say they arrested three men on suspicion of preparing terror activities. They believe the plan was organized by Al-Qaeda officials in charge of planning worldwide attacks. It's not known if the men had specific targets, but they were allegedly making peroxide bombs. The suspects were said to have been under surveillance for more than a year. Yesterday, British police arrested Abid Nasir on a U.S. warrant. He's accused of helping an Al-Qaeda cell plan bomb attacks on the New York subway. Nasir was arrested last year, accused of plotting to blow up UK shopping centers, but was never charged. An immigration commission ruled that while he was connected to Al-Qaeda, he could not be deported to Pakistan on human rights grounds. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Riot police in Moscow are securing the perimeter of a prison thought to be holding people convicted of spying for the West, and a convoy of armored vehicles has arrived at the compound. More indications of a possible spy swap between the U.S. and Russia. 10 people indicted on charges of spying for Russia are set to be arraigned in federal court in New York today. Relief from the heat is forecast today in the eastern U.S. After several days of triple-digit temperatures, National Weather Service forecaster James Bond says even the 90s will seem like a big change.
I have been really eager to call this cooler weather, just certainly not as hot.
That's good news for Jesse James Graham in Washington, D.C., who says he's been suffering in the sweltering heat.
Terrible. I mean terrible. No breathe, no nothing.
The high temperatures have prompted some commuter rail services in the region to reduce train speeds as a precaution in case the heat had warped the tracks. President Obama travels to Missouri and Nevada today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Obama will be highlighting the administration's efforts to bolster the U.S. economy and stimulate job creation.
President Obama will talk about the Recovery Act in Kansas City and Las Vegas. The Kansas City speech is at a plant that makes electronic trucks. White House economist Jared Bernstein explained in a conference call with reporters.
Now, last year, the U.S. had only two factories manufacturing advanced vehicle batteries. With the investment from the Recovery Act, by 2012, 30 factories are expected to come online with capacity to produce more than 20% of the world's advanced batteries.
The other purpose of this trip is to help Democratic candidates in swing states. The president will attend a fundraiser in Missouri for Senate candidate Robin Carnahan. In Nevada, he'll headline a fundraiser for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The International Monetary Fund says the global economy will grow faster than expected this year, but downside risks remain. This is NPR News. At least 7 people are dead in attacks by Maoist rebels across India. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the attacks come during a strike called by the Maoists to protest the killing of one of their leaders.
The ultra-leftist groups known as Maoists have been fighting the Indian government for decades, primarily in the central and eastern parts of the country. Violence flared again a week ago after police killed a Maoist leader and spokesman known as Azad. Beginning today, the Maoists have called a 48-hour strike in areas under their control, blocking roads and railway traffic. Police are also blaming the insurgents for a series of attacks on railway stations and police checkpoints, attacks which they say have left several people dead. A government peace negotiator said today that the killing of Azad may have derailed hopes for starting peace talks with the Maoists. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
The Obama administration makes its case in an appeals court in New Orleans today for the moratorium on deepwater oil drilling. A judge last month ruled the Interior Department was too hasty in putting that drilling freeze in place. Secretary of the Navy Ray Mabus says the administration intends to make the tainted marshes of the Gulf Coast even better than they were before the oil spill. But he says he agrees with local officials that now is a time for action, not more talk and planning.
The coast has been planned to death. There is, I say, a feeling sort of a plan fatigue.
Mabus was speaking after a helicopter tour of marshland along the Gulf Coast damaged by the oil spill. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.